Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm with business on all the major continents. And we're watching all the continents because within these last hours, not one but two Federal Reserve governors, Mr. Waller and Ms. Bowman, have made remarks consistent with reducing the Federal Reserve's charges to the best customers for interest rates. In other words, a rate cut. Right now, Mr. Powell is said to be studying the data, but there's frustration and puzzlement on Wall Street as to what he's waiting for, because the promised spike in inflation because of the talk of trade war and tariffs the European Union on China, on all trading partners, has not resulted in inflation or a change in direction of inflation towards 2%. In addition, it's not dislodged large amounts of the workforce. So the question is asked, what are you waiting for? There's said to be two cuts this year, but not immediately. I believe the detail from the governors was they want three cuts and they want the first one in July. Chris, a very good evening to you. This all Fed talk sometimes gets too dry. So I come down to the fundamentals. You see everything because of your business. You see the franchises, you see the stores. What does a rate cut mean to them? Are they holding back? Would this result in a good push of business because they're still cautious? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. In most of those franchise and retail businesses, they're doing okay. Demand has been greater than projected for the year. I think you'll see a pretty strong GDP print for the second quarter. That being said, a rate cut would certainly help in the offset to tariff, would certainly help in the offset to labor costs, which continue to spiral and be a problem throughout the economy. So it would be highly beneficial, but it's not likely to have super negative impact if it does not happen quickly.
Yes. In other words, everybody's order book is okay, not exciting, but not desperate. Now let's go to China. There are stories about Xi Jinping preparing for his future by stepping back from absolute leadership. There's stories. There's one story in the Jamestown Foundation that is given great credibility because of the credibility of Jamestown. Well, I'll be very careful about the language here. The unveiling of a third big fund for bankrolling the semiconductor industry indicates that return on investment in the form of critical breakthroughs has been underwhelming. Now, that is a polite way of saying, I believe, that DeepSeek, the flashy, we did it cheaper method that the Chinese have used to match the AI of Silicon Valley, perhaps was a bit more exaggerated than necessary, and that other investments such as Huawei saying it's found a workaround to the high-end NVIDIA chip by gathering chips together, perhaps that's not as significant as we are led to believe by headlines. What does it mean that China is struggling with its semiconductor industry and comparably with its AI?
So, John, on the semiconductor front, the U.S. is operating and expanding in an order of magnitude greater than China, where the Chinese are working within the range of billions for this. I believe now from the U.S., both on the chip and in the data center side, you're likely into low trillions. So the surge of dollars investment into gigawatt data centers for AI, into new fabs in the U.S. and the redomestication of the important parts of the semiconductor business cannot be overappreciated. Since the retaking of power by President Trump, the level of investment is just staggering, and you see very, very large companies making very, very big bets on the United States as being the key point for data center and for chip infrastructure. In the Chinese environment, quite frankly, in pandemic and in a number of Mr. Xi's policies, China became toxic as a place that you would not seek to make new investment, new infrastructure on either data center or chip because of the political uncertainty. That opportunity has re-sparked in the United States under the new administration. And I think you're seeing vast, vast investment in that today.
Is China in a position that it could establish, if it does business with the fab makers, fab creators, the one that the TSMC uses in Taiwan, can China just buy one of those, or is that trade secrets and not permitted?
So, John, under things like CFIUS in the United States, they would always be blocked from key parts of the technology because these technologies are dual use, both commercial and military. That being said, it's not simply about buying infrastructure and assets. It's about having the right ecosystems. And if you look in the United States with companies such as NVIDIA and Google and Microsoft and Meta and others, we have all of the proper ecosystem points to spin the flywheel faster and faster of software companies using hard technology in the data centers from the chip makers and that flywheel moving. That is incredibly unique to the United States, does not exist in China, does not exist in Europe. So you're seeing that spin where, again, American technology is leading the wave of this new series of innovation, and that could pay benefits over the next several decades.
Europe, NATO meeting is dominating the headlines, commitment of 5% over time of their GDPs, the 32 nations in NATO. At the same time, Mr. Merz is enjoying early applause because he's got energy and he appears decisive. The big story in Europe are the reawakening defense industries and all the individual players that have been allowed to drift into cobwebs over these years. Is that significant in terms of European states growing again, or is this just a one-off because of Russia?
John, it's probably initially a one-off because of Russia. The question will be, does Europe reinvest in the military of the past, or do you see an innovation wave similar to what you see here in the United States with companies like Anduril and Palantir and others? There's a restacking of the military technical stack now, and you're seeing a lot of the Silicon Valley tech oligarchs moving into the military space. That's creating tremendous opportunity, tremendous new systems, especially around drone and autonomous systems. And that's driving a new wave of innovation here in the United States. The question is whether that European investment will be in the new types of technology or whether it will go back to old industries. Either way, it's probably a good investment. But the question is whether that will lead to new spin-off industries and new spin-off innovation.
About the U.S. economy, I often talk about the rates and I talk about trade. I don't mention regulation. Is there indication early in the Trump administration, number two, that the deregulation is continuing as we saw in the first term? Are they actively trimming back the regulators?
Absolutely. Under the Biden administration, things like crypto, things like AI were either kept ambiguous to be able to bring legal action against companies or even criminal actions against companies, especially in crypto, or they were regulated to say, it's pretty well known that the Biden administration said there will only be three companies successful in AI and the government would have control of all three. Those shackles have been lifted under the Trump administration. You have very, very smart people in the administration saying, we're not going to keep this genie in the bottle. So the best option is to lead the world in the innovation within it and to grow and to dominate those sectors domestically. So you're seeing a unlocking of the animal spirits and a huge push across all of the tech companies to be able to innovate in a positive way for their shareholders and their customers.
Chris Weagle, Scholar Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.